almost immediately, I'll be able to slide out of the social spotlight. I won't need to pretend an interest in balls and soirees any more. The pressure to attend such events, to be visible, and supposedly to cast his eye over the available young ladies, as if possibly considering making a choice, hadn't come so much from his parents as from his great aunts and myriad female connections. That he and Sebastian had both been circulating had, to some extent, lessened the pressure each had had to bear, yet waltzing through the ton while avoiding all the snares and pitfalls strewn in their paths by ambitious mamas had been a challenge for the first few weeks, but thereafter, intensely wearying. Being pursued primarily for one's social and financial status wasn't, all in all, a gratifying experience. But now he was free. Free from all matrimonial pressure. He could return to his carefree bachelor existence, at least for the foreseeable future, until he decided otherwise. Michael smiled and refocused on Crewe. "Yes, I'm going out," although he had no idea where. Crewe duly retrieved Michael's greatcoat and cane from the coat rack. After shrugging